Wall Street is set to open lower after stocks rose about 1% on Christmas Eve. Japan's Nippon Steel is delaying the closing date for its planned $14 billion takeover of U.S. Steel until March. And that's due to the ongoing review of the deal in Washington. The move coming after a panel that looks at acquisitions for national security issues was deadlocked over whether to approve the sale, leaving the final decision to President Biden. Both he and the president-elect Trump are opposed to the deal. Nippon Steel posting a letter on social media showing the deal has support in areas where U.S. Steel's mills are located. Finding an affordable car could be harder if President-elect Trump moves ahead with his threat to impose tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. The Wall Street Journal says nearly a third of all vehicles priced below $30,000 are built in Mexico, including the Nissan Sentra, Ford Maverick, and some other popular models. Now, analysts say any new tariff-related costs are likely to be passed on to consumers. And Netflix's NFL debut kicks off without a glitch. NFL Media says the Christmas Day broadcast was the second most popular live title on the streaming service to date. Now, viewers in all 50 states tuned in within minutes of the pregame show going live. And people in nearly 200 countries watched the first game between the Chiefs and Steelers. Netflix signed a three-year deal in May to broadcast NFL games on Christmas. For CNBC Business News, I'm Silvana Hanau.